views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Welcome. I want to welcome. What a great show you guys are just listening to. Oh, my gosh. For those of you out there, this is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat, and I've got a great show. My co-host today, Colette Steffen. The truth is funny. Shift happens. That's S-H-I-F-T, Benny, so you don't have to hit the button. And so what is today's show about? We are getting ready to have a blast. For those of you out there that are going to call into the show, make sure you have our 800 number, 1-800-930-2819. You know, when I met Colette, she came and she said, you know what, I want to do this thing. I want to do this. The truth is funny. That's where the direction I want to go. I haven't done it yet, but I want to do it. I want to change whatever I was doing. I want to move to this. I want to do the truth is funny. And in the time that the 10 years I've been doing radio, I've gotten to see a lot of people do a lot of things. And we have been so honored to be able to help folks in that way. However, I will say this. I have never seen someone completely go to a completely different way that people know her and be so phenomenally successful. The truth is funny is funny. She is funny. The show is funny. But it is about truth. And it's so interesting what's happening on Transformation Talk Radio. There are more people wanting to talk about truth, trust, straight talk, whatever that is, now than I've seen. But when you tune in to Colette's show, what happens is you get to have a transformative experience. Because not only does she have great co-hosts that join her, but what she does is she will clear out the gunk that is in your spiritual pipeline. She will get in there and say, we got to take care of this. We got to take care of that. And what happens when you listen to her show is whether you're able to call in or not, because most of the time the phone lines are filled. And so I'm just saying for you, for folks right now, if you want to call into this show, please go ahead and do it now. 1-800-930-2819. Those of us that are listening, that are thinking to ourselves, wait a minute, I didn't call into the show, but wait a minute, I feel something happening with me right now. Why? Because it's energy. So today, get ready for a fabulous show. We're going to be talking about be irresistible. Are you ready? Attract and live your authentic desires. What happens? I don't know. Maybe you get on Match.com. Maybe you get on eHarmony. Maybe you get on some site. Maybe you just go out and hang out with people. But the point is, here we go. Are you ready to be irresistible? I know that's a Robert Palmer song. Colette, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Pat. It's a pleasure to be on your show again. It's always fun.
Well, you're kind of irresistible. That's what I think. I think you're totally irresistible.
Well, you know, being irresistible, it's just something like it's a program, actually, that I put together. But it's just kind of, you know, lots of times people will be, like, frustrated because they're not getting what they want. And, you know, I'm not just being irresistible to others, but irresistibly attracting what you want to you. So being a magnet, basically, for what you want and in your career or in your relationships or in any area of life, that you start attracting what you want rather than what you don't want. And a lot of people, like, we're steering our reality 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people don't want to hear that. They're like, oh, I don't want to, you know, like, they want to think that some outside forces are really controlling them and, you know, what's happening to them really, you know, it's out of their control at times. But in actual fact, we're making choices all the time throughout our day. And even through the night when we're sleeping, we make choices. And so we need to be aware of this, that our subconscious and our unconscious mind, our thoughts, quite often are running the show. And so when we start recognizing that and we get in touch with that, we can kind of find the underlying reasons why we're not getting what we want. And we can be attract that to us by addressing it, by facing it head on, and not, you know, hiding away from it or suppressing it.
Well, I had a feeling you were going to come on and talk about this here, right? You know, I mean, this is what I love about this, right? I mean, here we are talking about being the architects of our own destiny, as one of my friends would say, Jacqueline Ripstein. You know, Ripstein, she would talk about what is it like to be this. And yet, here we are, right? And Colette, please talk about this for a minute, because this is really, for me, it's been my aha for this month. I had a few ahas this month.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah. It's been a phenomenal Mercury in retrograde. I just so love it. Everybody said it was going to be different, and it really is different. I want to ask you this question. Somehow, I think along the way, we decided that things have to take a long time to shift. You know, things have to be this suffering, and then we deserve the right to have what we want. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you. You work with people all
over
the world.
There's something, a saying that
internationally.
There's a saying that people use around that, and that's just coming up right now that I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to clear this, because when you said that, I could just feel this big, huge wall of energy coming at me of, you know, there's a saying that people have that if it's not worth suffering for, it's not worth having. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say that?
I know. No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
How many others can we come up with? But that's exactly my point.
You have to work hard to succeed.
Yeah.
Our ancestors did have to work hard because they didn't have electricity. They didn't have a lot of other things. And so we don't want to work hard. We want to work smart and efficiently. And we want to use our energy. We don't want to put more effort into anything than is necessary. And we're not taught that.
Okay, so
that's what people would call lazy.
I got to ask you this question. I've waited to have you on the show to ask you this question. Is this just a chick thing? Meaning, you know, you ever heard that expression, you know, that it's that's a chick thing? Meaning, and it's really derogatory. It's really a horrible statement. But the point is, it's kind of like, is this something that we as women have said yes to take this on for our soul? Or do you see it with both men and women?
I believe that it is with both, not believe, but when it, you know, energetically it comes up that it is both men and women. And that women have a tendency to say that, women have it harder than men. And in actual fact, men have their own set of problems that are just as challenging for them as our problems are for us, you know, as women. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't want to compartmentalize it, but generally speaking, women have a different sort of major set of issues than men do. And, mm-hmm. What I mean by that is the problems that we have about having to work hard. A lot of men will tell you they've had to work hard, and it's very competitive for men. And men are told that they have to provide, and they have to, you know, if they're not a good provider, and, you know, men compare themselves by their shoes and their watches. You know, women, you know, are more diversified. We have a tendency to find about 5,000 things to compare ourselves to with other women and where others are going. Women are more, from what I've noticed, women have a tendency to complicate things more. And so if a woman says to a man, basically, like, I have this problem, the man automatically goes to, well, let's fix it. And
right.
the woman
okay.
will find
there
25
we go.
Reasons why we can't fix it.
Right.
You know,
so what
quite,
we have is a different approach to things.
Yeah,
but in
yeah,
the end,
but it's not that one's
yeah.
more challenging than, like, it's not that one's more creates more hardship. We don't want to get into a contest over
no,
who has
don't.
It harder, men or women. Like, that's
no.
so silly.
No, we don't.
So we could maybe have a contest to see who could do things more effortlessly, though. That would be more fun.
Contest. Let's do that. Let's present that to the, you know, to the people of the world, the men and the women of the world that are out there, and let's have that contest. You know, let's have the idea of, you know, creating a life that is so irresistible that we have said yes to the ease and the grace and the flow of the universe. And I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to ask you, Colette, in, you know, what you've seen in the work that you do, what is required? What does that require of us? Is it the letting go? Is it something that we have to do? How do we attract and live our authentic desires? We'll take it from somebody that knows. You know, Colette Marie Stephan joining me here today. She is the creator of The Truth Is Funny, the fabulous radio show The Truth Is Funny. And she's also going to be filling in for me in a couple weeks as well. When we come back, are we ready for that energetic upgrade? Call in. Are you ready? Are you ready to get irresistible? Energetic upgrade, 1-800-930-2819. Maybe she's going to start with me. I'm ready. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and we got some cool things to share about her new Facebook page. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and here I am with my Galeo's Cafe Tip of the Week. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from Galeo's Cafe website. Try this Oriental chicken salad. Slice a boneless, skinless chicken breast. Put it in a baggie. Pour in about 2 tablespoons of sesame miso dressing. Close the bag and shake it to coat it. Marinate in fridge for about maybe 30 minutes. Then fire up the grill. Grill the chicken until done, about 8 minutes on each side. While the chicken is grilling, put salad greens on a plate, romaine, Chinese cabbage, cilantro, whatever you want, and top with shredded carrots and almonds or cashews. Slice the cooked chicken breast and put it on top of the greens. Add crunchy rice noodles and top with more Galeo sesame miso dressings and enjoy. For more information, go to order your dressing today at galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back. It is great to have, you know, my friend joining me here today, Colette Stephan. Truthisfunny.com. Truthisfunny.com is a website. Go check it out. Also, you know, on her Facebook page, you can receive a PDF and an MP3 on how to energetically charge crystals to clear the waters of the earth and within our bodies. Very, very important. Also, join her newsletter and you'll talk, and she's going to send you an MP3 on how remote healing is possible. It's not just it's possible, it's really probable. You know, it's interesting, Colette. You know, we're talking during break about what is it we hold on to, right? You know, how we're all connected. How does this affect our health and our wealth and our fitness and everything about us? So that we can learn these tools, right?
Absolutely. Scientifically, like, we're all connected. I call it the HSN, you know, instead of MSN, the higher self network, where we're always communicating and chatting. The thing is about MSN, you're aware because you're on it, and you think, oh, well, I'm just communicating when I'm on, you know, when I'm actually on MSN. But on the higher self network, we're communicating whether we are aware of it or not. And basically, we are not human beings. We are conscious beings that are in a human body. And so there's many, many things that affect us. And, you know, when you think about the electromagnetic sphere, like the range, we really only see 4% with the naked eye. We only see 4% of what's really out there. That's all that our naked eye can perceive. And so as a human being, so in this body, so there's 96% of what's out there we don't even see. And then when you think about the part that we do see, the 4% that we do see, usually that's not so clear either. And, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, reasons for that. There's, you know, a lot of what we see on TV is not necessarily true. You know, what we read is not necessarily true. And so as human beings, we're right now, we are traveling faster than we've ever traveled before because we're taking all this information, and information is very available right now. You know, years ago, you couldn't just Google something and find out about it. You had to actually wait and order, you know, like, and in the, you know, in the old days, like even 100 years ago, you know, it would take a letter a long time to arrive. So
no kidding.
The information now is so fast, and information equals energy. So all of this information coming at us as human beings now, we've never, ever had an opportunity like we do now as men and women. And we're pioneering through this because we've never had a situation where we had access to information so quickly as we do now. Like with the radio shows and everything, like everything's so quick. And so a lot of people are pulling all this information in. And if people don't feel that they have answers, if they have, you know, that bothers people. But when you have too many answers, that can bother you even more because you don't know which one to choose. And so what people do is they'll hold back and they'll hang on to what they already have because at least it's familiar. And they know about it. You know, they feel, like, safer with it. Having said that, there's so many possibilities out there that a lot of people just don't see because they, you know, they're not looking for those possibilities. So we just want to really, like, have everybody realize that you know, you are a conscious being with infinite potential. Each and every one of us is. And as we start to see ourselves more in that, from that perspective, then it opens up, as we open our mind to that, it opens up other areas and other spaces where we can go. And so we can allow ourselves to become more and more amazing, really. And men and women have an opportunity right now to work together. We're pioneering. We've never had this energy before. And so, you know, we don't want to be competing with each other. We want to be supporting each other through it. And so that's an important thing to acknowledge. And, you know, energetically, if you take the body and the soul and the spirit and you picture that as a triad, for everybody listening, we want to strengthen that triad so that those external forces that are coming at us, all this information, that you just allow it to go through you. And you don't want to bounce, like, negative thoughts off of you. You just want to let it go through you. It doesn't belong to you. And you just allow it to, like, you can feel it for a second so you can be aware of it. And then you can clear that energy very quickly by using your central nervous system. And if you open up to your heart and to your authentic desires, you can, even just when you put your hand on your heart and you feel your heart beating, you know, your heart is always, it's expanding and contracting inside your body. And your body is, and your ability to manifest in the physical world is also expanding right now and accelerating. And so we have, you know, we are way more able in this day and age to access what we want if we let go of the old paradigm of lack where we never get what we want. So to do that, like if you're standing at a buffet and there's all this beautiful food in front of you and you're hanging on to the scraps from your, you know, from the last meal and you will not put that plate down, then you're not going to be able to participate in the buffet. And so the buffet is more fun. So you want to put down the plate and let go. And sometimes that plate might be full of, you know, thoughts and emotions from past relationships or, you know, limiting beliefs that you have about yourself or maybe limiting beliefs that your ancestors had about themselves. That comes up a lot of the time. So a lot of times this energy of not being able to get what we want comes from those external forces. And that's why we want, as I said, we want to let them just pass through us. And, you know, not be afraid of them. And then use our intuition to get the answer that would be the best answer at that moment applicable to the situation for ourselves. Because you and I might be faced with a similar problem, but the way that the better solution for you might be different from the solution for me. And so we want to acknowledge that we're unique. And every one of us is a unique individual. And so that's why we want to go inward and find the answers for ourselves rather than asking everybody else, how do I do this? What do I do? You go inward and you feel instead of thinking. And when you, because a lot of us are taught, you know, think before you act and think things out and, you know, all that thinking, you know, when you have a question about why something isn't working or, you know, why you can't get what you want, if you ask a question and you expect to get a logical answer, you'll just get another question. And so that's when your mind starts going in loops, you know? If you ask yourself a question and then you feel for the answer, then you'll get an answer. And it'll from inside of you, from you go inward to, so that you can expand by accessing all the information from inside of yourself. We are constantly downloading that information. Our cells have antenna that are taking all the information in, and we're pulling that information in from the universe, and then we're taking it into our physical bodies, and we're taking it down to the quantum particles in our bodies, and then we're spinning that back out to the universe. Each and every thought we have is either working for us or it's working against us.
And so the choice is ours, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's really, but you know, that's kind of the punchline here, if we have to say it. But what you've done is you really laid this out brilliantly so that we can understand, you know, the opportunities of every decision and every choice we make. You know, a friend of mine said to me a couple of days ago, you know, we were talking about what, you know, I was trying to explain sort of what was happening with Transformation Talk Radio. And I said something, Colette, and maybe we can fine tune this. I said, you know, this, it's taking on a life of its own. And she said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, we've always had some ideas, but it's as if they're coming alive. Now, what that superimposes is that nobody around here did anything about that, that all of a sudden we're sitting on some mountain or something, and then all of a sudden, poof, there you go. You know, there you go. Now we've got the three additional channels. But that's not really what happened. And what I'm hearing you talking about, I mean, I'm thinking about this for a minute, but that's in my mind, my experience of it.
Absolutely.
So I don't think I'm right. So aren't you saying that everyone can have an experience that is so about ease and grace in their lives, so
yes.
about this, that this irresistible
yes.
energy is a way of being?
I'll tell you one thing that happened to me yesterday, which was really uh-huh. like, I was like, whoa, this is really, really cool, because I was out in my yard and my cat Pearl was just being a brat, and she's like, you know, sneaking off, and usually like I'll let her come outside and be with me outside. She enjoys it, but I keep an eye on her, and I've got a very busy street out here, and you know, and she kept disappearing on me, and I was getting mad. Like, I was like, why does this cat keep disappearing? And then I realized, well, because I keep thinking she's going to disappear. So I decided, oh, I caught myself thinking that, oh my God, she's going to disappear and get run over. And then I stopped and went, wait a minute, that cat is always going to show up when I think of her. And lo and behold, then I turned around, there she was, sitting right next to me.
Wow.
And then she wandered off again, and I felt myself having this thought, oh, that damn cat, she just wandered off again. And then I right away went, yes, but when I look for her, she will be right there. And I looked, and there she was, sitting right on the path where I could see her. And it happened about four or five more times, and I realized, oh, this is really cool. Because when we practice with little things like that, you know, then we start recognizing, wait a minute, I actually am steering my reality here. And so when the universe will show us in many ways, how we are steering our reality. And we have a tendency to be a little bit like, you know, we don't take notice unless it's like the 2x4 over the head treatment. And so we want to be in a place where we start noticing those moments of grace. And we start saying, wait a minute, I just noticed that I had a thought and I manifested it right before my eyes in a second because the cat showed up right there. And not just poo-pooing it and saying, oh, well, it was just a coincidence, but really acknowledging, hey, wait a minute, that just happened. And then and starting to look for more and more signs of grace like that. And when you do that, the universe sees you mm-hmm. as, oh, now here's a person who is wanting to attract beautiful things to themselves, you know, mm-hmm. Happy thoughts to themselves rather than negative, okay? So we just strengthen that for everybody, that we all have that power to do it. And if we're attracting a lot of situations to ourselves or hanging on to the old stuff, then that's what we're attracting, is hanging on to more stuff. If you take an example of, like, let's say someone, you know, you decide, I'm going to go get a coffee at a restaurant. This is one that Mark Kettenbach uses a lot. You're going to get a coffee at a restaurant. You know, a coffee shop, you don't wonder whether you're going to get the coffee or not. You're just going to go in there, you're going to pay for the coffee, you're going to come out. It's a coffee shop. But when it comes to something like a vehicle, like a car that we really want, what happens is we're thinking, well, I can't really have that, and that's, I wish I could have
right.
that. And what we do is we put out to the universe that we're going to wish for things, but we're not going to receive them. We don't wish for a cup of coffee. We just go in and order it and get it. And so we have a tendency to give some things more power than others. And so if we strengthen ourselves to recognizing that, oh, I'm just having that thought that I wish I could have the car, but the thought is like that I really won't get it, you know? So then the universe says, oh, this person really likes to wish to have a car but not get it. And so then you get to wish more. Yeah.
Oh, let's take a short break, because when we come back, we'll go to the phones. But, you know, it's so interesting you brought up the car thing. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and, you know, because my lease on my car is up. And I said, oh, you know, I think I'd like to get blah, blah, blah car. And what did they say? Oh, They say, oh, you'll never get a lease for that. That's gonna, your monthly payment will be the size of a mortgage. And so all of a sudden now I'm like, okay, maybe I won't ask for that car. I don't even know if that's true, but that is a great example of what you just said. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to the phone. Are you ready to be irresistible? 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Colette Marie Steffen joining me here today. TheTruthIsFunny.com is all about this great stuff. We'll be right back.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Great show. Those of you out there, you want to join in and get really, really clear. Colette just cleared me. I know she did. I know she cleared me right during the break on something, which is fabulous. For those of you that are out there and want to give us a shout right now, give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819. Yeah, this is about being irresistible. We've got somebody waiting to chat with you, Colette. So, Mr. Benny, let's go to the phone.
We'd love to do that. We'll take Anna calling in from Seattle. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Good to talk to you, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Cool.
Do I just ask my question, or what do I?
Sure.
Thank you. My cell phone's going in and out a little bit.
That's okay.
So I have a question about a specific friendship, and I would love to put some energy into it and revive it, and I'm just wondering if that's the course that I should take.
Okay, a friendship, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Is this like a male friendship, like is this a romance, or is this a friendship?
A girlfriend.
A girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah, a friend, girlfriend.
Okay. So have you been friends with this person before?
Yes. We've been friends for about 5 years.
Okay. And was there because I'm just picking up, you think about the person right now. And you think on a scale of 1 to 10, the thought of being her friend or you know, like not being her friend actually is coming up. If you were not to be her friend, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like that's really, really uncomfortable for you, where are you on that scale?
Of not being friends with her?
Yeah. At the thought of not being
friends. Yeah, it makes me very sad, and that's partly where I'm like, you know, I'm feeling like she doesn't want to be friends with me anymore.
Oh, okay. So let's get you on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm getting you around a 7 or an 8 or even a 9 at times at the thought of this.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? How much, like,
that
it really bothers
accurate.
You? Yeah. Okay, so
it does bother me a lot, and there happens to be other people involved.
Okay. So you think about your friend right now. You don't need to say her name.
Yeah.
And feel your spine and, like, just put some, you know, some tension into your spine. And let's just energetically shift this, okay? So we'll just think about anyone else who has a situation similar to this that's listening can also do this. Think about the person that it's bothering you. And we're going to strengthen you to that person. And then we're going to strengthen, see, when I feel that person's energy coming back to you, Anna, it's weak. So we're just going to strengthen that her energy back to you is strong. And what I'm doing is I'm just, there's underlying weaknesses here that I'm picking up, okay? And then we want to, if you think about this friendship with this person, it's actually not this person herself that not being friends with is bothering you. This is coming up from educational experiences I'm getting in school for you, of being left out of the group. And so it's the accumulation of all the people that you've wanted to be friends with that you are not friends with right now. And so we're just going to strengthen you to all of those other outlying factors, all the accumulations, associations of that, everything that you're telling yourself about that you don't deserve to be friends, that's coming up, that you're not able to keep friends is coming up. You're able to make friends, you're just not able to keep them, okay? So we're just going to strengthen you to that you can keep friends too, but, like, you know, human beings are not, well, over the ages they've been, it's coming up slave issues for you, actually, you know, people being enslaved and being kept, okay? And then there's also weakness coming in about women being kept by men and, you know, like, you know, not being able to earn your way is coming up, so it's going to strengthen you to that. Any situation where you felt like you didn't weren't able to do it for yourself. And then all the underlying, any karma between you and this person, just resolve it here, that you don't have to keep repeating. It's not so much even directly with this person. It's more karma that you have with yourself, because she is just reflecting back to you your thoughts about that you can't keep a friend, okay? So we're just going to get you strong that, you know, you can keep a friend, not keep a friend. You could let her go. You could not let her go. Just get you really, what is the very worst thing that'll happen if she's not your friend?
Just to be really sad. And there is I know there's past life stuff between us.
Okay. But that's all right. Let's just take that out of there now, that would automatically, we're going to delete it. And you, because a lot of this past life stuff is coming in from past lives that you've had with this situation over and over again. So those are the accumulations that we want to delete. So, you know, the worst case scenario is that you're going to be very sad. So we get you strong. If you're sad, you're not sad. If you're happy, if you're not happy, that you can, no one's happy all the time. So we're just going to get you strong to that, those thoughts. And then when you think about her being your friend, what's the absolute best thing that could happen?
It's really fun, and we connect on a lot of levels energetically, and we
so
support each other.
Feel what that feels like right now, and let's get you strong to that. And what I was working with Pat about the car, you know, we were talking about cars and stuff, and I was saying that, you know, when you think about friendship and you think about having this friendship with this woman, and for everybody else listening in, just strengthen that. The friendship that you have, that you could have a friendship with her that is really great, or it could be with someone else and it could be even better. And so this is about, like, letting go. Sometimes it's time. Sometimes what happens, especially if we're doing a lot of energetic work and we're working on ourselves and taking responsibility for ourselves, we raise our vibration. Our vibration changes. And it's not like, it's like some people like listening to country music and then they like listening to classic or they like listening to jazz, whatever. It's just like your frequency when you energetically tune into yourself and this person. There's a weakness there. You're not the same person that you were 5 years ago when you met her, and she's not the same person that, you know, 5 years ago. So we just strengthen you to that you allow each other to change. And you allow each other to let each other go, understanding that you will automatically bring in new people that resonate and want to listen to your radio show. Okay, so you just get you strong to that. When you think about it now, how does it feel? Does it feel the same or different?
Well, it feels different.
Good.
Well, a question came up for me.
Okay.
May I ask that? I don't even know if have I done something to drive this split, I guess?
Yes. What you've done is you've carried this limiting belief around in you that you can't keep friends. And that's what it's not about this particular friend. This is a deeper issue for you about being able to keep, hold on to anything. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. Letting go, just getting neutral to it, that you could let go of something. When you let go of something and you lose something, you know, I had a client that, you know, she lost her house. And she lost her house because she couldn't get a job no matter what. And, you know, everywhere she applied, she didn't get a job. So she ended up losing her house. Right after she lost her house, she got a phone call and had an opportunity for the job that she wanted, the career, you know, decision that she'd been waiting for her whole life. And because she didn't have a house, it was like four states over, because she didn't have a house, she could accept right away immediately. And so a lot of people have this fear that they're going to lose a friend or lose a house or lose something, and that won't be replaced. And so we just want to strengthen you to all the times that that's happened to you and all the people listening in, the fear of letting go and losing, and then allowing yourself to just really feel, what would that be like if you lost it? The worst case that would happen with her, you said, is that you would be sad. So we just strengthen you to being sad so that it won't, that's not such a terrible consequence. And all the sensations that run through your body when you are sad, and just get you strong to it. So when you think about it now and you think about letting go of this friend and the universe sending you an even more fun friend, how does that feel to you?
Well, that feels marvelous, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And are you crying right now?
Well, I will be as soon as I hang up.
Okay. Well, I just want to explain to you that you're crying because you're letting go of a part of yourself that you don't want to keep anymore. This wasn't about her. This is about you. And I can feel that energy running really strong. And the sadness is more about the limiting beliefs you hold for yourself, that you're not allowing yourself to move forward and have better. And so that's what we were. That's why you're going to, if you're having a cry, let it out and cry it out. And no shame in that whatsoever. Just strengthening you to that. Let go of all that sentimental sadness. And you can do that very quickly right now. And think about how much fun you're going to have. There you go. See, now you're laughing, right?
It's been so lovely. I just appreciate you both so much. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Oh. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't ever forget. Don't ever forget how beautiful you are. Okay? We're going to be here to remind you how absolutely beautiful you are. And, I mean, it's part of what Colette does, and it's part of what this show has been about for almost 11 years now. Wow, thank you. Thanks for calling in. What a great, great demonstration, Colette, of what we're talking about here, right? And
yeah,
how
well, that's
wonderful
what I'm saying.
That works.
You put it out there, Pat. You wanted to work on this, and so someone mm-hmm. phoned in, and it was perfect. Because it shows how we hold on to stuff. And then we limit ourselves, mm. you know. And so we just, you know, everybody listening in, that's just, it is a good example of mm. the fear that people hold in, you know, of looking at themselves. They're so afraid. And you brought that up to feel beautiful. People are mm-hmm. afraid that if they look at themselves really closely, they're going to be so ugly that they won't be able to stand it. And in actual fact, they're more likely to find out that they're absolutely beautiful.
Mm. You know, one of the things that is so interesting, because we all listen to your show, and it happens over and over and over again. It just happened today. Two examples you brought up. This is how in touch Colette is, Colette Stephan is. It's so interesting that about the topic that Anna shared. Because it is very similar to something you and I talked about, something that I'm going through right now with a very, very dear friend of mine. And being able to look at what that friendship was, what it is today, and allowing ourselves to be sad about it. I mean, and so, you know, that energy around that, that you just moved about that. People do come and go in our lives, and sometimes when we've known people for really long times and they've been our friend, as is my case, you know, it is so hard to let go and
Absolutely.
Honor where the relationship is today. It is hard. I'm telling you, I know I've tried to dig in like some bobcat holding on to a rock in a mountain. You know what I'm saying?
For Anna, too, what I'm just picking up now, I just felt this wave go through. Like, this is way more energy than just Anna coming in. A lot of people have this fear. And it is that way, how I said. Like, I've, you know, through the years, I like to travel fast. I like to move energy. I like to learn new, you know, like, I'm pushing myself to the limits all the time to do this. A lot of people don't want to do that. So I'm going to leave other people behind, but it doesn't mean, when I say behind, what I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean it in I'm going to do what I want to do, and they're going to go do, you know, do what they want to do. And it doesn't mean that we can't meet at some time again. It just means that
right.
at this time we're resonating at a different level or on a different path or as I said, to a different radio show. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
a, we're... We're doing our thing, and they're doing their thing, and we have to allow ourselves to change and allow other people to change.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about this? Because I think in both of our cases, if I understood Anna right, and in my case, you know, the other party has moved on.
Yeah.
It's like a little light bulb goes on when we think about this. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Well, wait a minute. The reason that the issue is even coming up is because they're not at the same place.
Exactly.
They've moved. They've moved. You know what I'm saying? They got the U-Haul, and for whatever reason, they're in a direction that they're going with their lives. And we don't want them to go, Colette. We don't want
no.
them to go.
But, you know, a lot of times what the stuff that we hold on to is the stuff that's real crappy. You know, because we're afraid to examine it. So we want to strengthen ourselves to that, that we can look at ourselves and we can take responsibility. And a lot of people are like, oh, don't tell me that damn responsibility thing again. But responsibility is just your ability to respond, having the ability to respond to a situation. And so mm-hmm. if you're in a situation where, you know, there's change happening around you, You want to go to a place where, like, you can be in the eye of the storm. You can have all sorts of change happening around you, because it is all the time anyway. It's just that, as I said, people have a tendency to notice change when it kind of is, you know, change that they don't want. When it's change that, you know, when it's change that we do want, it's easier to accept. So we don't have to label any experience that we're going through as good or bad. We can just say, hey, this is an experience I'm going through right now. And allow it to, you know, go to move into where it's going and not fight
it. It's like a friend of mine said a long time ago, a very dear friend of mine, she said, you know what? It's not good. It's not bad. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. And yet at the same time, boy, we don't want it to be just is. We just would rather not have it be just is. Right? Yeah, we'd rather have it be the way it was. Isn't that fabulous Barbara Streisand song? What is that? The way we were.
Remember that song,
that tearjerker? That thing that came out with Barbara Streisand and what's the dude's name? Robert Redford. And
yes.
We're like, memories. And we're like, oh, crying. But I mean, we didn't cry through that movie, right?
Yeah. Well, this is so common, you know, in the media, in advertising, in everywhere, you know. It's way more sexy and, you know, to have, to bring those emotions out in people than to, you know, say, oh, it just is. That wouldn't have been much of a movie, really, right?
Right. Well, but honestly, it does respect, I have in all, you know, to just respect the feelings around this of Anna and of me. It is sad. I'm crying here. Anna's crying. I'm crying because I'm so related to it. It's sad. That movie so represented the sadness we feel. And what I heard you say, Colette, and please correct me if I didn't get this right, is we're allowed to be sad.
Absolutely, yeah. Be sad. If you want to be sad, be sad. And if you want to be happy, be happy. And but a lot of times people have a weakness to not being sad. And so when they're not sad, they bring something into their life so that they're, you know, not, you know, like people quite often the problem that they think they have is exactly the opposite problem. So if someone is having, a challenge to be happy, sometimes the weakness is not happy. And so they draw not happy problems into their life so that they can clear not happy. When you start recognizing, oh, it's just a weakness to not happy, I'm just going to get strong to, if I'm not happy, so what? Just be okay with it. And all of a sudden, you start attracting happy stuff to you then. Once you get neutral to it.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what we started the conversation with today, about talking about irresistible. We have another caller we can take really quickly. We have a couple of minutes. Mr.
Okay.
Benny, let's do it.
Jacqueline from Issaquah, you're live on the line.
Oh, hi, Taylor.
Hey.
Hi, Jacqueline. We have a couple of minutes. How can we help you?
Well, I'm hoping Colette can shed some light on something. Just listening to the last caller really struck a chord with me. I dated someone for a year and a half, and we broke up, and it was, we were supposed to break up. I mean, we're totally not right for each other. And then we kind of started to get back together, and then he disappeared and started dating somebody else. And I was okay the first time we broke up, but the second time, I think about it all the time. It's like
I'm just going to stop you because we don't have a lot of time, but I just want to let you know, energetically, it's not, again, it's not this man in particular. This is a weakness that you have that you didn't listen to yourself the first time around. You said right from the beginning you spent a year and a half of your life with someone that you knew wasn't the right person. And then after you made the change, then you went and did it again. That's what's bothering you, not the man itself. It's the fact that you didn't listen to yourself twice in a row. So we're just going to get you okay with that. I mean, take your body, soul, and your spirit triad, and we want to strengthen that, that you're going to allow yourself to really look at that, what that is about you, that you allow, that you're not listening to yourself, and we're just going to strengthen you and everybody else listening right now, that you're going to be not afraid of your emotions. They're really not, they're just reactions to sensations that run through your body. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, that you're going to start noticing. And when you...
Okay.
How does that feel for you when you think about that, what I said, that it's not him, it's the situation? Do you resonate with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you resonate with that? I don't know. Did we lose her, Taylor?
I think I've lost. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can't hear me? Can you hear me? Taylor, do you have us all connected?
Yeah, everyone should be connected.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so...
Wait a minute. This is Colette now. Can you hear me?
Well, I don't think we're getting Colette on here, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And then we have about a minute left, so why don't we have Colette finish up and tell
us... Let's just finish up, Colette, and thank you.
Okay. Pat?
Yes.
What happened right there is she didn't want to hear what I had to say.
Well, I mean, I almost didn't want to hear what you had to say.
Yeah.
But there you go. That means I have to hear it. I mean, isn't it hard? Isn't it, you know, when we talk about the truth is funny, isn't it funny how the truth works?
Yes. And so let's just strengthen that. She did hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it just triggered her is what happened. So we just, you know, that's what I'm, when we get triggered like that, just take a deep breath, feel your spine, put your hand on your heart, feel your heartbeat, allow yourself to step into your authentic desires. And know that that's what you're like. You use your central nervous system instead of going into the sensation and really being bothered by it, just allowing it to go through you and just clear it. And you'll start to notice that it, every time you have a thought about that person or that situation, there's less and less torque to it.
I love it. Colette, thank you for a great show. Give everybody your website. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's www.thetruthisfunny.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, let's do it. And tell people how to tune into your show.
Yes, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, Wednesday mornings. You can go to The Truth Is Funny, and we have a direct link there.
Yeah.
You can also go to Transformation.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.